moment. All right. Thank you everyone for joining. It's 6:17 p.m. This is the PCPB Traffic and Transportation Subcommittee meeting. I've called the meeting to order. I'd like to go ahead and open up the agenda and also let everyone know that this meeting is being recorded and will be posted to the website. Hi, Matt. Thank you for joining us. I have sent out and the meeting minutes for July. We didn't make quorum for our September meeting. So I have sent out those meeting minutes for July. I'll make a motion to approve those meeting minutes.
Can I clarify?
Sure.
Was that meeting minutes for the month of July for the big board?
No, this is for the traffic and transportation for the July.
I only saw the one for the full board.
Oh yeah, that was the one I sent September's out. Let's see. They're also posted to the website. I'll resend it to you, Nicole. I did notice something from you, Nicole. Your iCloud is saying that it has, I don't know, no room or something along those lines. So I've just been sending it to your Gmail. Is that the best email for you?
The Gmail is, yes. Did you have something else? Yes. Gmail.
Okay. And then let me see. Let me see one moment.
Okay with it.
I'm just looking here really quick. Okay, here they are. I can email those. Nicole, the Nicole23OB@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yes.
All right. I went ahead and sent those over to you. Okay.
Is that Gray Goose in that?
Oh no, I'm it's an immunity. I'm no drinking for me.
Right. A little off color joke.
Yeah, this and there coconut, you go. Coconut water. I'm getting hydrated. I'm building up my immunity.
Hey, it's important right now.
Exactly. All right. I have a motion on the floor to approve July's meeting minutes. Robert, I don't believe you were at that meeting in July.
You had me down as me attending.
Did I have you? Maybe was it? Was that your last meeting?
It was, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, Matt will second. Okay, so I first, Matt second. All in favor, say aye.
Because aye. I wasn't there.
You weren't there? Okay. So meeting minutes approved. Nicole abstains because she was not in attendance. All right. And then I'm a little rusty. Okay.
With only four people, but all of us board members, do we meet quorum tonight?
My understanding is that we do, because out of the board members, we have the missing board members are Tina, Angela, and Margaret. And then our community members are Leah Shapiro and Delana Purcell. And that's it for the community members. All right. And then any non-agenda public comment? None? Okay. All right. So let's go on to our first agenda item. We have our, we have a letter requesting safe pedestrian facilities on Rosecrans. And so we did have a letter that we had sent before the board. And Matt, I really appreciate you building and creating that letter. But after we created the letter, there were a few things that came to our attention. The first was that a similar request had been made by the board several years ago. And so I did pull up that letter as well. I'm gonna screen share just to bring it up because Matt, before you joined, I think what we're gonna have to do is I need to get some help with creating a new letter and a new request that would help that area, but would not be a duplicate based on you know, the request for Rosecrans and Emerson. You know, at Emerson and Scott Street, that's a duplicate request. So here we have is the original request that we were gonna request safe pedestrian facilities on Rosecrans and Scott Street. And then in between that letter as well, we got some additional information regarding a Hawk traffic signal, which I did get some information about as well. And so the conversation has turned into our request for Rosecrans has one been a duplicate because the board had made a request back in 2018 requesting, identifying five dangerous intersections and requesting a course of action. And as you can see, number three specifically speaks to Emerson and Rosecrans and Emerson Scott Street. So we're back at square one. And then also with the Hawk mitigation, being that that's, you know, that's gonna require a little bit more funding. And so the concern is we need to start back at square one and what would that look like? So I'd like to just open it up for the board to start a discussion.
Well, thanks for that summary, Mandy. I guess I have one quick question. You know, like since we've been discussing the, you know, possible merits of a Hawk kind of a, big button flashing beacon crosswalk. You know, I'm thinking back to some previous conversations we've had about like, what is the role of our board in terms of, you know, requesting action from the city and identifying problems versus proposing solutions. Like at various points, I feel like we've been, you know, told like, it's not really our job to come in and, you know, tell the city what, you know, mitigation could be. So, while I do think it could be worthwhile to suggest a Hawk, I wonder, like, are we stepping outside of our bounds to do something like that?
Well, and I agree with you on this because I've been there, you know, with, okay, we're not traffic engineers, let the city do its job. But again, I mean, I feel like it hasn't been consistent, that argument personally, because sometimes it is, you know, approved. And then at times it's like, there's some resistance. I don't see there being any harm in requesting, you know, we've asked for feedback, but the way this kind of came about was through Brad Heron. Brad, in his own research, when he saw the letter several months ago, reached out to Gary Pence, who is in charge of traffic and transportation. And Gary educated him because our original request was like for a flashing beacon for that location. And the concern was that due to the level of traffic, that would not be appropriate. And so through that conversation, Brad informed me that he was told of the hawk mitigation by Gary Pence being some form of, mitigation that the city was interested in installing into those types of areas because of this high level of traffic. And so they directed me to a few, and I did go and research the one that's on Torrey. It's up in Torrey Pines. It's right off of Torrey Pines and Prospect Place. It's right in between Prospect and Amalfi. And really high level. I mean, I don't think I need to go into it. It's just basically, it looks like a street sign, like a typical street stop light infrastructure on each side. There's a button that's pedestrian led that they push. The area around the hawk has been cleared out. There's a big block of area before and after the crosswalk to clear traffic away to further help. But the concern that has come up out of conversation about that is, one, the cost, and two, the lights are timed on Rosecrans. And the thought is if there's a mitigation that's pedestrian led, it could potentially mess up the timing of the lights along Rosecrans and impact that traffic. So that's where that came from, that conversation of the hawk and that specific mitigation. Again, asking the city to look and just do their job and make a request to review certain areas and to make the appropriate request for traffic safety mitigations. If that's what we should be doing, I'm all for that. I'm just trying to get a remedy because that area, I mean, Rosecrans just in general is just it has an issue with pedestrian traffic. And so finding an appropriate mitigation. And again, something that's, not so in depth that we're doing the research and telling the city what to do. So I'll be quiet about that and just open it up for other board members to talk.
Well, as far as the funding goes, what about that pot of money that Byron Ware always talked about for years and years, but nobody ever really looked into it? Then Conrad kind of was able to, access some of that money or make the recommendation to improve those medians that are kind of up and down that area right there.
I wasn't on the board with that for that request. I'm assuming that was done through Lori's office when Conrad was her staff.
I think it was after that. He might've been in the mayor's office then. But I think that, where they did the cobblestone medians kind of south of Nimitz, kind of where, okay, by Ralph's right there, where the Denny's is, they did a couple of these medians. I don't know exactly who was behind it. I think the planning board endorsed it. PLA was kind of on the perimeter, but there was a pocket of money that Byron's talked about since the 90s. I think they referred to it as like DIF money or something.
Is that the same money that was taken from Barnard for the pocket park? Is that what?
I don't think so, but.
Yes.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's the money from those DIFs went over to the pocket park.
Oh, I mean, the pocket park on by St. Agnes, you mean?
Yeah, the Cannon Street pocket. Oh,
the Cannon Street. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. But
I just wonder if there's any more funds in that could be utilized for this.
Yeah, as funding, go ahead, Nicole.
Thank you. Rosecrans is a huge corridor, and I'm going to take that one as a kind of like, we'll continue those conversations. I'd like to ask to do two things at this meeting. I'm going to try to, so I want to break them up into Scott Street priority, number one, and then Rose as a separate letter, but I think we can work on both of them. And like I meant, so I have a draft letter proposal for Scott Street it is a super, super rough draft. And I think that with the intention that we can edit it over the next 2 weeks or next week for the board, maybe Matt can help with that. So I'm gonna see if I can share it. Only the host can share. Can
you let me change your, let me stop sharing and then I'll enable your screen sharing.
I was going to send it to Matt and let him share it for me, but I'm like, I shouldn't attempt this.
One moment, and multiple can share.
I would think Scott would have less resistance because it's less traffic.
I wasn't, you know, I kind of, Matt, you came in a little, because we didn't have a quorum, I kind of was kind of speaking about it. Scott Street has a lot of opportunity, a lot of community support, I hope. And am I, let's see. Screen.
Okay,
I'm just gonna go screen.
In short, yeah, I like that idea. Split these up into two different kinds of projects because they are two different kind of levels of problem.
Yeah. So Scott Street is gonna be the first, and then Rosecrans will be a second letter.
And I have a real specific recommendation for Rosecrans, as we were talking about, but let's start with Scott Street. I don't know. What am I going off of? Not photos, iCloud, Drive, Dropbox, Microsoft OneDrive. I'm not going off of any of that. So I don't know how to share my content.
Okay. So look at the bottom middle screen, the share screen.
Oh, Google Drive.
Oh.
Is that what I want to go? Google Drive, maybe. Oh. Can I just read it to you guys?
Sure, go ahead.
That okay? On behalf of CPVB Traffic Subcommittee, so we'd ask the board for their support. And this is made to Mayor Todd Gloria, Brittany Bailey's staff, Jorge Riveros is the new transportation director, and Everett Hauser is our mobility person in the city. So we are asking for pedestrian bicycle improvements to be made on Scott Street between Cannon Street and North Harbor Drive. The community supports a modification to the roadway to provide a one vehicle lane in each direction, including a separated and protected bikeway. Painted bulb outs to allow shorter distances for people walking is highly recommended. The community has a great volunteer corps to help the city achieve these safety projects that can also help beautify and encourage others to go without a car. This is approximately 0.5 mile corridor is an ideal candidate for a quick build, quotation marks I can explain, and can be done immediately. Added bonus, it creates a significant piece of the bike network through the peninsula. I haven't put in there that it is also part of the port plan and really getting into some nitty gritty of other things. That's what I got to. Thank you for your support to make this a reality for healthy, resilient, and enjoyable communities to live. So that's kind of, like I said, it was just a super basic draft. But as I mentioned, Andy Hanshaw and Sandy with the wine pub and the coffee hub, both on Scott there, are super supportive of this. So the Bike Coalition is on support. The Quick Build is an initiative that Mayor Gloria has released in the city. It is a Quick Build project, meaning they're looking at corridors that they can actually transform. And I put that transformative roadway design because Brett always talks about like road diet is not like friendly to like a lot of community members. It's just got like a bad, and you know, sign to it. So we put a different kind of wording in there. So Quick Build is something that Brittany Bailey is leading to identify corridors to do this. So I think there's a great avenue. We're not necessarily a huge safety corridor, nor are we an environmental screen corridor, but we're a community that actually knows about it. And if we put our voice out in front of it and they need to just get a project on the ground, it could be like easy, you know, Scott Street, let's do it, 0.5 miles, you know. And it is supported in the port master plan.
And that leaves out the block between Talbot and Cannon.
Well, there is no Scott Street, right? Or is there?
Yeah, it goes all the way to Talbot. That's where you have those condominiums that have all those tandem parking.
I don't want to leave it out. So I guess I would look for a recommendation there, or to Talbot.
I mean, I think if any place on this corridor would be the right place to do class two bike facilities, which are the Sharrows, that would be the stretch, because it already collapses on that last block as you're heading towards Cannon, I think, to two lanes. And then it becomes like two lanes on the other side of it as you're, or wait, hold on. Maybe I'm confusing Canyon and Talbot.
Matt, may I ask you, if you're going to work and you're going to go out to Rosecrans out to the base, would you go up Cannon and over to Rosecrans, or would you go all the way out to Talbot and make a left to go to Rosecrans? What's like really that network? So like, to me, I look at Cannon Street as a huge connectivity, or is it straight to Talbot and going through those neighborhoods? That's friendly regardless, right?
That's what I'm saying, but I forget like where the neighborhood starts. Is it's after Talbot, right? Not after Canyon, like I just thought in my head for a second. Like, okay, yeah, what Robert was talking about, like, yeah, I think we want to say that, you know, we want this traffic calming all the way through to Talbot Street, as opposed to stopping at Canyon.
But the thing is, also, there's going to be more, there's a lot of parking restraints right there with between Upshur and Talbot. You have those, the Harborview, those condominiums right there that have all that parking, which the vehicles already stick out way too far, and it's hard to even get around them now.
It's really about I think the request is really about reducing the vehicle lanes to one lane in each direction. And that happens, correct, at Shelter Island, Cannon.
I'm trying
looking
to
pull up. Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up too.
But back to your question, Nicole, about like when I'm commuting and trying to go parallel to Rosecrans. From the way that I'm approaching, you know, living close to the slough, I'll get to base by way of Evergreen over to Talbot and then on to Rosecrans. And when I come home, just as often as doubling back the other way, I will like, you know, hop over to Scott Street at Talbot or maybe that first intersection before it, and then ride that out to Nimitz.
And because that road gets confined and it's a little bit of density in there with housing, there's not a whole lot of traffic, I don't believe, Robert, right in that section.
Oh, correct. That's what I'm saying. I think after Cannon going towards Harbor Drive, it's be much easier.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
It's four lanes. And that's what I'm looking at that quick build. Like it can be done. And until then, you know, I talked to Andy, it's about that, that section right there. And then imagine at Point Loma Seafood, you know, when I'm talking about the bulb outs, is they can come in and put the flex posts, and then PLA can have an art project on the four corners and really bring in something cool, you know? So, and then that cuts the distance of traveling across the street for pedestrians.
Right.
Yeah, I think it will work because I believe it goes from a one lane to a two lane from Talbot at Scott, and then that would go on all the way to Harbor, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
No. I think it doesn't convert until two lane.
I think two lanes start after Cannon.
It's at Shelter, isn't it? Shelter Island.
Yeah, it's in between Cannon. Or maybe more precisely, in between Avenida de Portugal and Shelter Island is where it expands into four lanes.
Uh-huh. In both directions, yeah.
Yeah, in both directions. And for, on the other side of Avenida de Portugal and across Cannon, that's where it's just two lanes in each direction. And then, yeah, like Robert was reminding me, there's that diagonal parking in front of the condos in between Upshur and Talbot. And so I don't think there's really much to do there. Like we could request maybe class two bike facilities there, but there's no room unless you want to take out parking. And there, I think it's going to be a harder sell.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's about the quick build of like, what makes sense? What's the most dangerous? I mean, as a bike rider, Matt, I think you feel the flow. It's fairly easy there. It's really the Scott Street that's intimidating, especially as a pedestrian to cross. So I think now thinking about the level, I think there needs to be a little more language about pedestrian crossings as well, like some crosswalk in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the thing where you have, especially like all the hotels, you know, across the street, you know, they're kind of like what's that, west, northwest of the harbor. And you want to make it as easy as you can for them to get across Scott, which at four lanes, you know, even five with the turn lane in parts is just kind of ridiculous.
Right. So I would like to, well, we can keep discussing.
No, go ahead. I'm ready.
If you guys want to entertain a motion that we support the concept and with some edits and additions from Matt and any others here, that we take it to the board. If we can get it done in time, that is next week. Forget that we're kind of close and backed up. So either way.
I'll second that motion. I do need some help with that letter. So Matt and Nicole, if I can get your help with that, and then I think we'll have plenty of time to work on that. If we can finalize that by the end of this week, because Fred typically asks for the agenda items on Thursday or Friday. So
let's make a goal of trying to be done with it ourselves on Thursday so that we can circulate it to the rest of the committee for any Google Doc like feedback.
Yeah, like Thursday, as soon as possible Friday. On Thursday. Yeah, just because then I can say, hey, by the end of the day, Thursday, and then Friday I can get it to him.
Okay. Isn't our board meeting Thursday night though?
Yeah, it's next Thursday.
Oh, not this Thursday.
Yeah, not this Thursday, right. Next Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was my mistake. Okay.
All right. So Nicole makes the motion. I've seconded it. And then all in favor, raise your hand. Unanimous. All right. Yeah. And I so love it when we make quorum.
Can we go this way? Can I share what I've drafted to Matt and then he can share with you?
Yes.
And look at it and make finals, and then you can share with Robert and then the main group, you know, when we
Send it to all the committee members. Perfect. Yep. And then if you need me to put it on letterhead, I can transfer it over and reformat it for you.
Perfect. So if that's cool, Matt, I'll let you take a second stab at rearranging thoughts. Or you can start a whole new if you want. Or do you not want me to throw that at you?
I'll have a much better idea of my time budgeting when we finish juror selection tomorrow, because we were not able to complete it in one day.
Lucky?
No, all right. Lucky was not being put in the queue for the 4 month long civil case.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness.
So Matt, I'll work on it. I'll finalize it.
I avoided that one. I'm on what should be a shorter.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we got this action item taken care of. And thank you for being here. I thought I had it rough with a kid home. Shoot. I think jury duty trumps that for sure.
I feel bad because I thought the meeting was at 6:30. So I had time to like do an errand on the way home. And that's why I was late.
Oh, no worries. So,
sorry.
No, Matt, one question.
Back to, I mean, and maybe this is getting into the Rosecrans thing, or I don't know if you want to propose.
I was going to hit a Rosecrans.
Okay, but I mean, the Hawk may still be something we want to propose for like pedestrian crossing Scott Street. Mm-hmm. Do we have a sense for the cost of that? Is that getting into like a CIP request, or is that still, you know, below the threshold?
How much, do you remember how much Brad had said it was? Was it like 30? It wasn't as expensive as I thought it was, because originally when it had gone through, I thought it was going to be like 100,000, but it's not. I thought it was, I'd have to ask Brad. I thought he said it was like 20 or 30,000. And so I thought that was what it was. I'll have to look through.
With a quick build and see what it does to the traffic.
Where's that information on the quick build stuff so we can look? Do you have information on that?
I don't have a lot of information on it.
There's not yet? Okay.
There is tomorrow at Active Transportation and Infrastructure, 2 p.m. tomorrow. there is a discussion about the bike program. I'm not sure if the quick build will be part of that discussion, but they might highlight it.
That cost. Let me see if I have any information. I thought I had a cost, like a.
They also call it the stat team. That's what they hired, is a stat team, and it's about 12 employees.
I don't have that information. I need to ask. I don't think it qualifies for a CIP because I think in the last meeting when we talked about it, we didn't make quorum, but I know the discussion went to the talk and I don't think it quite met the requirement, but I need to double check with you on that, Matt. So,
okay.
Let me, I'll come back to that.
I think at least for Scott Street, if I understand what Nicole was just saying, we don't necessarily need to worry about a hawk there because if we're able to successfully implement the lane reduction, that would make it, you know, as opposed to trying to get across four lanes of sporadic cars, just two, that might solve the problem.
Yep. I'm all
full painted murals across.
I think that'd be a good one to talk to Tracy about. She's all about the arts and she's always promoting that. I think that'd be a good opportunity.
She knows about the money pot for that.
Yeah, that would be very cool. I think I like your idea with more art over there for sure. All right, so our next item, I wanted to come and kind of.
Can I tap into Rosecrans really quick?
Oh yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I want to do a second. And speaking of paint on the ground, maybe that's what we actually advocate for. So it's just discussion to kind of brainstorm and think about it. But actually, I think it's compliments to Matt. The road work that's being done on Rosecrans between Cannon and Talbot for the lights are being done right now. And so the resurfacing team, the bike program does not see that kind of project. Anything that gets done in right of way kind of skips the bike team project. So they won't be implementing any kind of bike amenities, but maybe that's not what it means. So when I think of beautiful lights across this, you know, we're all familiar with what's happening, right, in Point Loma, and they're going to put those, you know, expensive lights across the roadway. Can we do something on the ground and something more pedestrian friendly to create a better, safer zone for everybody? I'm not saying exactly bike lanes, but I'm saying let's think about it and get something in writing that we want. Something, you know, like if we want something, then we should ask for it.
So I'd like to do that, but I think, do you think that would be something that we would want to talk to the PLA about to see if they would be interested in supporting adding that?
It was discussed a long time ago.
Yeah. About what?
Well, as far as like on the intersections, maybe like painting the tar, you know, the asphalt. Okay. Like a directional or like crosswalk and all that. And I guess what they determined was the sustainability of it lasting and not wearing out or fading out or whatever. And then that was at the same time they were talking about doing murals on walls and stuff of businesses. And it all kind of never really got off the ground. But the cost also was pretty substantial. On getting a vendor to do that stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000.
Yeah.
And, but as far as the roadways go, the concern was after a year, you have to redo it again. And that was kind of a discouraging factor.
And let me, not necessarily paint on the ground per se, but what about even the businesses that are there, there's really no parklets there, but like it's to create this more pedestrian friendly. Is there an avenue that we could just say, we don't want parking in those few blocks, in that one block, right? Blocks on that right of way to allow more space for safer modes of travel.
Or more visibility of the people that they're encouraging there.
All
this hoopla and then just have it being under a driving corridor, like we're going to Rosecrans, military base. Hey, I would think that you'd want to like activate it and really like publicize it and get the car that's parked there for 4 hours or working there as a busboy. I don't know, you know, who's parking there.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, it's not between that section right there. There's some parking on Upshur and stuff, but there's not a whole lot of people parking on Rosecrans, except if they're going in the living room or, you know, those places. I would think that should be, you know, a consideration. The bank has their own parking lot. Village Plaza has up, you know, going up Upshur to Cabrillo. And then you have a couple of the shops, you know, that are next to Pacific Sotheby's. But other than that, I don't think there's a, that should be, you know, pretty workable.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's definitely probably the discussion for PLA. But I think it's definitely worth a discussion. And I hope that they kind of will take it because it's going to be resurfaced. So you'll have this nice asphalt and it's a shame to just put cars back on top of it.
Robert, yeah, I would think if they're doing it, that would be something. I mean, I can't believe how much money those lights are costing.
Oh, I know.
It's somebody, you know, I guess every time you go through the school district or the city, the cost is so damn high. But over like, you know, almost $600,000 to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. So
do you know when they're going to be repaving the surface?
I don't know.
I haven't heard anything.
Nicole, let's table that. I like that idea. Let's talk. Robert, who would we talk to about? I went to the PLA mixer at Montserrat's, and I believe, isn't it the PLA president? That's there's a gentleman there who is running that project. Do you have his information?
Yeah, Mike McCurdy or.
I think it's Mike McCurdy.
Yeah, I'll get it to you.
Could you email me and Nicole that information and then we can reach out to him and see if there's an interest for them to be supportive of that. Because we don't want to, you know, step on their project, but if this is something that timing is right now that they're resurfacing, yeah, we need to encourage people to come down and visit that area and enjoy it instead of driving down there with their cars. So,
right now, anybody still in touch with Bob Golden?
Is he no longer with the board? I heard.
Well, I think he's still on the board, but I wasn't sure. Might be another.
He is, and Andreas.
Andreas Schlageter is. Yeah, she's on the board.
I'm just thinking of people that maybe would. You know, have a little bit more background that would understand it more.
I would talk to Andrea. I think she would have a good understanding of it. Okay. And she also would be maybe helpful because I know she's supportive of, you know, bike facilities. So I think she would have a good perspective. So yeah, let's look into that. I think that would be a great idea, Nicole. And it would just, again, encourage, you know, people to get down there, and it would align with the city's climate action goals for sure. All right, so we're going to come back to Rosecrans. That's an opportunity there. Robert's going to get Nicole and I the information from Mike McCurdy so that we can follow up with the PLA and see if this is something that we could potentially get concurrence on. Okay.
Or just asking for a letter of support might be.
Yeah, or a letter of support if they're down.
Whether they're having a bunch of board members bicker. You know, about, we need more parking as it is, you know, and it'll just go in circles. So maybe all right. maybe a letter is the softest sell.
Mm-hmm. So is it okay if I move forward, Nicole? Is everyone good with that? Okay. I wanted to bring to the attention of the board another issue. I'm also a subcommittee member for the OB Planning Board. And back in February, we advocated for some neighbors that live over off Cape May and Froud. And they asked the board, they'd come to both our board and to Ocean Beach Planning Board to request help because they're experiencing traffic safety issues along Froude, especially with regards to people speeding. And the other issue is, you know, the sunset, you know, when people are coming to visit Ocean Beach, they use that Froude section as a throughput because there is a lack of stop signs. There's no stop signs along Froude for 0.44 miles between Newport and Voltaire. And it is a shared intersection. So west of Froude, you have the OB planning board's boundary. And they had made some recommendations to the city with regards to requesting a traffic study and also requesting for mitigations. I think they had decided to make it for Froude and Saratoga. That was the request that they had made. Well, that got denied. They denied the request for Froude and Saratoga. And they also stated that with requests for traffic studies, this was some new information that came out. They said that the city only does those once every 3 years. So the counts or the traffic studies, if there's been one conducted by the city within the past 3 years and a request is made from the planning board, it gets denied. So they denied the request because that area had had a traffic study where they had requested, as well as it didn't meet the city council's criteria for a stop sign at Froude and Saratoga. And so we've gone through this as our board in the past, because when they came to us for Froude and Cape May, the same situation had happened. They had asked the city to look at installing a four-way stop sign, and it had not met the requirements per the city council's, you know, traffic safety mitigation, their standard. It didn't meet the standard. So they came to the subcommittee meeting for OB Planning Board a few weeks ago, and Andrea shared the update to the community. And then they also asked, how are we going to address this? Because we have two different planning boards. We're both on board with trying to help provide a remedy to the community members and the neighbors, but it doesn't meet the city's, you know, the city council requirement. So we have to then advocate to our council to override that city council standard. And so we have made a request to the city in February requesting that, you know, they review the stretch of Froude in between Voltaire and Newport to install traffic calming measures, and that, you know, we let them know there were no stop signs for that 0.44 mile stretch. And so I reached out to the city and I found out that they are still conducting the study for our request. And I have the information. I have the traffic tech that's going to complete the study, but it has not been done yet. So I'm hoping here in the next few weeks, we get an update from the city about that. But in the meantime, the community is, the neighbors are upset, and I have received additional testimonies or affidavits from the community members. And I wanted to share with you a few of them. I'll just read them out loud. But Dan Finn is the neighbor who's spearheading it. And I just wanna let you know, he is a EMT for the fire department. And so I want to read these letters from the community that I've received regarding that. All right, so this is from a Nancy McHenry. She goes, "Dear Mandy, we have lived on the corner of Froude and Saratoga for over 15 years and have witnessed many accidents. near misses and total disregard by bikers, cars, and scooters for the stop sign and speed limit of 25 miles per hour on the 4500 block of Saratoga and Froud. I have been a neighborhood watch volunteer for many years, and we did petition the city to put in a stop sign. It was denied because no fatality had occurred. This had been a number of years ago. Traffic, especially before and after events in OB, including the sunset, is awful. Everyone comes to Froud Street to avoid the stop signs on Abbott and Bacon and Cable and Sunset Cliffs, Guizot and Venice during these times. And in general, we have seen parked cars hit, cars ending up on the sidewalks, and collisions in the middle of the intersection, along with the speeding airborne vehicles. Please consider a stop sign somewhere along Froud to help break up the seriousness of this problem. Thank you. And then I received an email from Karen Health. She goes, "Hello, Mandy. I live on Froud Street. I remain concerned about speeding drivers as a number of young children, elderly, bikers, scooter riders, and many dog owners dodge reckless drivers on a daily basis. It is not if someone will get hurt or killed, but rather when. I have already seen a few dead cats. So I ask you to seriously consider a request to add at least one stop sign to our street for the safety of everyone. The number of drunk drivers speeding up and out on Newport Avenue on Wednesday nights is excessive. A police presence starting around 7 p.m. to midnight might be a good idea. We have already had reckless drivers take out parked cars. There are police reports that back my claim. Lastly, if the holdup is a matter of money, I am certain that I and my fellow neighbors can assist with obtaining funds. This is an easy slam dunk solution. I look forward to hearing from you." And I also received a picture of a parked car that had gotten rear-ended and basically was the hood ornament of the car that had rear-ended it while it was parked, and it had completely gone under this parked car, and it was resting on this vehicle. And then I want to bring up another request that I had received. So this is from the neighbors. We're kind of, you know, we're waiting to hear back from the city. OB Planning Board is on standby as well, because they want to help advocate for the community to provide relief. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And then I also got another email by a man. His name is Eric Johnson, and he lives off of Saratoga between Froud and Guizot. And so he wanted to reach out. He was having issues as well. He was writing because we needed a stop sign on Saratoga at Guizot. And so there's easily 10 kids, 13 years and under on our block. Pets have already been killed, but thank God no incidents with kids or people yet. I'm looking for direction on how to work for the addition of the stop sign. I work as a firefighter paramedic at Station 22 in Point Loma as well, and I've seen firsthand over my career how dangerous these unabated vehicles can be. Thank you for your time." And so with that request that came out, I got him in contact with Gary and Tom Landry through the city, and they were able to submit a request for that. And so that is also pending in addition to all of these letters that the OB Planning Board has sent, that we have sent, and there's another separate list, you know, from a neighbor off of, you know, Eric Johnson wanting to make that request. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop sharing. I just wanted to share that information for you. I was hoping that we could get some of the neighbors here, but I'm going to collect all of the affidavits that we receive. And hopefully by the next traffic and transportation, we'll have an idea of where the city's at. But I'd like to have a little discussion about what are our next steps if the city denies our request? you know, would this potentially, you know, and I would have to talk to Fred. I mean, do we, can we escalate it to, you know, we want to communicate with our council member, but do we also get the mayor involved? I know that he has shown a great interest in the fatalities that have been experienced by those who are utilizing our bike lanes or cycling throughout our communities. And, you know, he's shown a commitment to helping with those protected bike lanes. But, you know, seeing if there's another option here for us to advocate for the community.
Well, you know, this is a long time ago, but a friend of mine was killed right there. Got T-boned driving up from OB. I think it was at Cape May and Froud.
Really?
Going through that intersection one night coming up from OB. But this is a long time ago. So they probably say it's irrelevant, but I wonder how many, if we could find out how many injuries there have been, maybe through Eric Johnson or somebody that we could say, hey, you know, this person's been hit. You know, this is a chain of victims. I think they would have a hard time arguing against that.
That's where I'm wanting to know where, you know, I can ask the city if there's a list of like fatalities or injuries that they maintain for that area. I know that when we were discussing Froud, you know, along Voltaire, you know, over there with the flashing beacon, I know that we had gotten a list of like all the traffic reports for the last 2-3 years or something along that line. So I'll put that for an action item.
Okay.
And request that for request traffic data for Froud with regards to like accident data and like accident and injury data.
Yeah, like Robbie Galt was his name. This was like spring of 1994 when that happened.
Oh, in 94. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago, but. That was his name.
Well, that's one too many in my book. Maybe
we can
help your friends rest in peace if you can get a stop sign there eventually. Poor guy. I'm sorry about that, Robert. All right. I will reach out for that and see if we can get the accident and injury counts or report so we can strengthen our arguments with the city. Okay. And then I'll bring in, I'll follow up with the committee, you know, once I get information back from, you know, the city rep, who's doing the study.
And hopefully they'll be transparent about this and not just try to, you know, hide this type of information.
Yeah. And you know, Nicole, would you know, I don't know if they really are necessarily hiding it. I've not really seen that, but as far as like collecting, if they collect it, you know, if it comes up like that.
I've mentioned, and I honestly haven't looked at it in depth, but you know, the Vision Zero website has the interactive map that you can zoom right in on this. So you might be able to just go on that Vision Zero website. I don't know how far their data goes back, probably 5-10 years only. But they do have and that's actually a really good, I should use it more often, the Vision Zero, you know, because you can really see throughout our city, really the dangerous corridors out there. Now Froud is, and so what I'm hearing is that you're jointly sending the letter again to council member.
We're going to advocate for it. We're going to try to mirror, you know, we haven't made any request, you know, a specific request, but after we gather more information, we'd like to each individually make our own request. I'll try to mirror it as much as possible, but again, I can't control, you know, no. In the past, it hasn't worked out as well. So I think it'd be best for us to kind of mirror as much as possible with the initial letter, and then whatever happens, happens from there. So.
But you're
right. Sorry to answer your question. Yes, it would have to be an advocate to the council member because we're asking them to override the council policy. So yes, she would be involved as well. So I'll research that and get back to everyone on that.
The best avenue in my, what I've seen, like what I can see is if the, you know, if you really want to get the attention, you need to do like a little press release. So that's how you really get their attention.
Let me think about that. And then maybe we can
but I think
call to action, because I do, you know, you are right. A few months ago when you, you know, the bike coalition came out against the fatalities and there was a big, you know, movement around that, it did get attention. So yeah, let's talk about that. How do we become the squeaky wheel about that?
I guess I'm thinking like, first you got to give Campbell the option, right? And if she doesn't, because really, like, it, you know, like, hold her accountable. Well, why aren't you helping our community and hold her accountable, right?
Yeah, and then see if maybe there's another option. You know, the thing is with this, I mean, as much as the city's wanting to put infill development and put, you know, these mobility centers, they need to build these facilities or build, have funding for people to get out of their cars. I mean, you know, Brad even mentioned at the meeting, like that flashing beacon has been funded and approved from a letter from 2018. And it's still not installed, that flashing beacon. And it's like, how long do we have to wait to get these traffic safety mitigations? I'd like to see more focus on implementing safer facilities, whether it's biking or crosswalks or funding, so that we can get people out of their cars and feel comfortable walking and not feeling like they're, you know, playing chicken when they're crossing the street. So those are just my opinions about that.
But I think those are good points because, you know, back in 92, when I originally got on the planning board, I was advocating for a crosswalk where Cabrillo Elementary is. Mm-hmm. And I think Ron Roberts at that time in the city was ignoring. So I did a letter to the editor in the Beacon and the UT. And then boom, they put a half-assed crosswalk in that's still there now. It's just a sign and they just put yellow strips out, which is better than nothing, but they could have probably done a better job at it. But it did get them off their dime, because if something does happen, everybody's going to say, hey, where were you guys?
Yeah. I think that would be good, especially with some of the school issues. You know, the proximity of schools to these intersections, you know, Ocean Beach Elementary is right around the corner. You know, going further up Froud, you'll eventually connect to Sunset View along Hill Street. You know, and then not even counting all the biking people and the people that just walk down, you know, through those areas to get down to Newport. I'd like to see the city make more of an investment into safer facilities for like the traffic safety signals and the biking. So, all right. That's all we have for now. We have our traffic and transportation, our shared drive with all of our traffic safety lists. And I know it's just us four and we've been here for an hour, so I'm not gonna go complete it, but we'll get as far as we feel compelled to. And then whoever feels like, hey, I gotta get going here in the next 20, 30 minutes, I figure we can give it a good shot and then finish up where we start at a future meeting.
I mean, at this stage, we had already identified, you know, the top priorities, right? So what?
Yes.
I guess I'm curious, what's your focus tonight then? Are we still trying to work through other items or?
Just wanted to organize the initial list. I know you are correct. We have prioritized and said these are going to be our focuses. And that's part of that spreadsheet. But there's still remaining items, and I just wanted to organize them so that when we do get, you know, just again, just have it in good order and have it current.
I got about 10 minutes.
Oh, do you have about 10 minutes? You know, and if you want, let's go. We can go ahead and just bring it to the next board meeting, if that's okay with you, because I know we've all had a long week. and you bring in, you brought something else, you know, looking at that list, Matt, and that's why I have it as an informational item as we go through it. But looking at the traffic and transportation subcommittee, I know we got through 32. Do we, I guess, going through that list, did we identify all of the items that pertain to the ones that we voted for our high priority items? That's why I wanted to continue going through it. And then also, Nicole, with the West Point Loma, the cycle track, what can we do here? Is there any feedback here from?
You're still right on. So I will let you know that the city has a $30 million commercial paper out for resurfacing projects. And so they're prioritizing. So this is the time to just make your own public. I think D2 should know about West Point Loma and Bacon Street. We hope that those, we'll just keep, I'm hoping, but does it ever hurt to throw in another word to somebody? I don't know. The city's got $30 million. You gotta hope that it's there.
At this stage, like, is there anything for our board to do? Or it sounds like maybe what you're suggesting, Nicole, is like, this is a time for individuals to help kind of lift up that visibility of these projects and like, say, Jen Campbell's office or something like that.
I don't know if it's already out of Jen Campbell's office. I think it's probably in Christy Reeser's office, the transportation resurfacing team. And I can only be hopeful at this moment. I will say Everett does know well enough to know about West Point Loma. The mayor should know about it. It is like the easiest cycle track to get built if you just resurface the street. So it all makes super, you know, it like makes sense. Mystic, I will say that it should be on there.
let's keep on it. I think, you know, again, we've done all that we can right now. I know it's been discussed. Let's talk further if you need to, like, bring attention, if there's a way that we can bring attention and maybe do an event, or
all four of us write the mayor tonight and be like, please get this West Point Loma finished. It's a cycle track, half finished. You know, none of us do that. Perhaps, you know,
we could do that. But do you want to even get a letter writing campaign? Maybe if you have a draft letter and we could get other people.
I will say, Mandy, that I guess you did talk about that for West Point Loma. We were on that.
Like a letter writing campaign of some sort that could.
Get this finished, you know, send your letter to the Campbell's office and the mayor's office and let's get this done, right? Yeah. It is absolutely kind of ridiculous. But yeah.
Council member. All right, I'm going to put that there. All right, so we have Rosecrans. We'll come back to that. We've got the Scott Street.
So in progress, Scott Street.
Yeah, in progress. Going off of this, I think the traffic light timing issues have been resolved. Those have all been resolved. So number three is resolved.
Where is that though?
The Nimitz and West Point and Point Loma Boulevard. At the beginning of the school year, the timing was off and it was pushing traffic back. Like only like five cars would get through the light. And so they've changed that. So the flow of traffic is, it's been repaired.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, is this the time to address and to highlight and to actually take a moment of silence for the one that we just lost to the state board?
You know, I would like to. I did read that we did lose a community member. Last week, there was a massive traffic jam in the morning. And when I went over the bridge on Famosa to the right, they had, it all blocked off right at West Point Loma, and a skateboarder had crossed over Nimitz and was struck by a vehicle, and he succumbed to his injuries on Saturday. So yeah, it sounds to me like he may not have been mindful or aware of it, but it is a horrible situation. And, you know, I think that's kind of what brings us all here. We're those people that, you know, we care about those things, whether it's bringing environmentally sound facilities, but there is an element of public safety that goes in this work. And so that's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, and Matt highlighted, you know, brought up, it's just such a dangerous intersection, right? So it's just I honestly haven't seen the video, and I really honestly can't give too much of an opinion about what mistake he did not make, because there could have been something that he saw differently.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not putting blame at all. I think that's horrible if anyone's going to be blaming the dead. You know, we're all human, but yeah.
He was definitely blamed for.
Yeah. And I, you know, I just have compassion, you know, we're all humans and we're going through this life, and it's just unfortunate that that's how it ended. So number three is removed.
Now what about the traffic lights on Rosecrans late in the evening? I know that was brought up before, because they don't change. Like Talbot, Cannon Street, kind of in that corridor right there.
If you go back to the high priority items tab, Mandy,
yeah,
right. He's talking about row six, the ranking 2.1.
Okay, right here. Okay, here it is. Okay, better timing. Could it turn to flashing? So, how about when we come back with the Rosecrans mitigation, we're sure to include that?
Yeah, I mean, since it's so late at night, it doesn't affect a lot of people, but I notice it personally if I'm out and about late. And you have to make a right turn or run it, and it's probably not the safest thing to do. So
it seems like an easy enough ask. Like, we may want to split this off. I don't know. I mean, or if it is a letter, this could be like a short one paragraph kind of letter. Like, Robert, since you're the one who brought it up, would you feel like taking on drafting up?
No, that's fine. I've tried the Get It Done app, but it doesn't work anymore. I'll be more than happy to draft up something.
You know what I could do is I could take this list and I could ask Andy Field if he could give an update, or if it could be a simple ask that just gets forwarded on to the right person. Because I know that they have a timing engineer for the lights, and I have his information. So how about I reach out to Gary Pence and Tom Landry and see if this is a request that I can just submit, and they can place a report, no board action needed. And then if it is, you know, they'll come back and tell me, you know, what that is. And then we can come back and add that to, our Rosecrans letter next month, if it doesn't get resolved by the city. So I can do that for you in the meantime.
Right. And then also, you know, like the responses I get before was, you know, oh, everything's fine. You know, we don't find any abnormalities with it. But I mean, I could do a video if that helped, just to show them, yeah, this is a problem.
Okay. Yeah, let me go ahead and send a request. I'll send an email about that specifically. And I might just send him the whole screenshot, you know, of what we have on the spreadsheet to see if he can address it. But going forward, I'd like us to start talking about number four, line nine, the Santa Barbara and Hill Street location. And Catalina, so.
Oh yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah, we need to come up.
Years.
We need to start having discussions about that. I've been seeing a lot of posts recently on Nextdoor talking about the near misses and the
merge. Yeah, that is a very dangerous merge.
So let's. Do you want to go ahead and add? Should we add number 9 to as an action item yet, or should we just kind of finalize Rosecrans, potentially come back to Froud next month, finish up our spreadsheet as a group, and then add Santa Barbara?
I would add it now because I think if anything's going to happen bad, it's going to happen at Santa Barbara and Catalina and Hill Street.
Okay.
Is my gut feeling.
Okay. So I'm going to request to the city on item number 6, and then item number 9, we're going to add that as an action item for our next subcommittee meeting so that we can start working on that.
I mean, okay. There's just so much confusion there between bike riders, pedestrians, and vehicles. It's yeah.
I agree. It's super dangerous.
Yeah.
Next month agenda. Okay. As action item. Really quick. Just Catalina. Okay, thank you. I'm just making some notes to myself. Okay. All right. It's almost 7:30. And I figured, you know, we've gotten this, you know, we've got a plan of action for our next meeting. We've got some things to work on here. So Matt, I'll be on the lookout for that letter from you. We're also going to next month we'll talk about Rosecrans. Potentially come up with a plan of action for that. In the meantime, I'm going to request from the city the traffic data for Froud with regards to accidents and injury counts for that area. If they have that.
Mandy, when you're making that request, do you want to also ask them if they have any data for Catalina, Santa Barbara, and Hill? Like,
and request for that. Request data as well. Yep.
Cool. Yeah. For all the near misses we hear about, I'm curious, you know, if there is any data on that.
I can do that as well, since I'm going to do that. And then I'll also take a look at the Vision Zero website to see if there's anything that we can pull from that as well. And then, I'm going to email line number 4, line number 6 to the city requesting that. And then hopefully we'll get an answer before our next meeting. But if not, we can add that to our Rosecrans request next month, potentially if we have to make an official request. So, all right. So let's go ahead. We'll push our traffic and transportation list, we'll push that down to the next meeting as that's a continued action, you know, a continued item that we have to work on. And it's 7:30. Let's go ahead. If there's no.
Real quick, you're going to ask Fred to put Scott Street on the agenda, right?
Yes, that was our first action item. Yes. Yes, I will add that to the agenda for the next board meeting.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right, so it's 7:31. If there's no other items, let's go ahead and wrap this meeting up and adjourn.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your help.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks for taking the lead on all the follow-up, Mandy.
All right, thank you. We'll be in touch with the letter. Take care, Matt.
Good night.